In this demonstration, you will create a solution. If you've searched the knowledge base for a solution and haven't found one, then you'll work to resolve the case. When you're done, it makes sense to create a solution with your findings. Remember, you can create a new solution from a few different places. In this demonstration, we're going to create a new solution while closing a case. First, we'll complete the necessary fields to close the case. Under Solution Information, we can create our solution for this case. By checking this box, we can make sure our solution is available in the public knowledge base. There are quite a few formatting options available in this area. We'll just go ahead and enter our solution here and click Save. Now, we can see that our solution is associated with this case. If we click the solution title here, we can move to the Solutions tab. Here, we can see that a solution number was automatically assigned, and we have additional options to add details to this solution. We'll click Edit. The Status field indicates the status of the solution, for example, Draft and Reviewed. The status defaults to Draft when a solution has just been written and reviewed. Solution managers, administrators, and users with the edit permission on solutions can review existing solutions and change the status to reviewed. Currency code and language are entered by default, but can be changed if necessary. Here, we can check the boxes to add this solution to the self-service portal and knowledge base. We'll click Save. We can go ahead and add even more information to this case. For example, we can apply relevant categories to this solution so it will be easier to find. We can use solution categories to group similar solutions together. Each solution can belong to more than one category. We'll click Save. We can also take a look at the related lists on these solutions. Anytime a user modifies any of the standard or custom fields whose history is set to be tracked on the solution, a new entry is added to the solution history related list. All entries include the date, time, nature of the change, and who made the change. From the Attachments related list, we can attach a file of up to 25 megabytes in size. This is helpful if there are documents associated with our solution that might be helpful for others. Once a solution has been entered and saved, it will be available for coworkers and, in some cases, customers as similar issues come up.